Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. There is a general sense that Israel was successful in sending a message to Iran without necessarily provoking some kind of counterstrike by the Iranians. The hope certainly by the United States and expressed by Secretary of State Antony Blinken and others is that they will de-escalate the conflict between Israel and Iran for the sake of their own people and for the sake of world peace. Well, world peace we're far away from. There, in fact, is a former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, who believes that Iran is going to strike back at Israel with a larger, more effective attack than their previous 300 drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles that were sent at Israel over the weekend. That was just a week ago. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We will also be taking a look at some of the politics surrounding the trial. The trial is adjourned for now. It's coming back on Monday when they're going to have the opening statements for both sides. But first of all, there's a full moon 2 days away. It always happens that when Passover is scheduled, you can look for a full moon in the sky. And yes, that's coming. So, time for a Call of the Week classic.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. But, like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
I have a very good conspiracy theory, and it's probably very valid because most people are not talking about it.
Anybody listening on the radio, you better perk your ear because I'm going to say a mouthful.
Can't seem to get anybody interested in this, but I saw a ghost about 10 years ago, and I've never been the same since.
I see dead people.
Bigfoot essentially is a threat to national security.
Is a threat?
Is a threat, yes.
So how?
If we recognize this creature, whole swaths of forest land would probably be cordoned off, as well as a billion-dollar industry of our national parks would probably be shut down.
No compromise. Shut it down.
There's this conspiracy relating to the tax bill. The Trump administration is in a quid pro quo with a lot of these big corporations.
The corporations sit there in their corporation buildings and see that they're all corporation-y.
I give you $1 billion in tax cuts, throw a few crumbs to the little people so we can pass it.
It's very complicated.
And I think that the hate speech and the language bills around the LGBT transgender movement, they're going to use that to silence people and make people afraid to talk in the future.
It's a big drama.
I never thought this was possible, but I believe that the image of Jesus in America is of a white man, because if he was a Middle Eastern man, that they would never worship.
You really believe that?
They'd get rid of their religion altogether if it was just confirmed that he was a black man or a Middle Eastern man.
Jesus was a white man. I mean, that's a verifiable fact, as is Santa.
Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor wasn't bombed by the Japanese. Pearl Harbor was bombed by the U.S. Navy to get America to declare war on Germany.
Did America declare war on Germany?
Yes.
No. Germany declared war on us.
Well, there you go, because the president wants her to.
Cross our hearts and hope to die. We believe in all these things.
This is a thing that we have in the White House that should never be there.
What kind of crap is this?
I mean,
he's president of the United States, Jeff.
Okay. He's a bought and paid for by the Russians. Putin's got his hand up his backside like a puppet.
False stories, all made up.
I believe the agenda is to create divisionism and separation between the sexes. Eradication of intimacy.
I know nothing.
In efforts to reduce the world's population so as to save Mother Earth.
Mother Earth is waiting for you. Everything you've got to pay.
The U.S. government allowing foreign products to control our economy here in America.
Excuse me?
No one's noticed how they've changed all the traffic signs, the highway signs. It's been re-inked with some sort of foreign paint. It's not the regular American signs of the 1960s.
But how do you distinguish between foreign paint and American paint?
Well, you know, I
can you prove any of this?
No, absolutely not.
Getting back on the UFO topic, I'm just more curious about why people are afraid to admit that there's something else out there. You know, and what I'll refer back to is the ancient ruins in South America, Central America. Some of these things that were built, the technology, like the way that they cut the stone, the shape, and, you know, the perfect angles, and I don't understand.
My own personal theory is that Joseph built the pyramids in order to store grain.
The UFO conspiracy. People have been seeing them for centuries, and some of the unusual ones, people would see animals, things that looked like blimps, and then they saw flying discs. A lot of people see orange balls flying around at 700 miles an hour.
You saw an orange ball flying around at 700 miles an hour?
Yeah, well, right across the water, you know.
What time of day?
Oh, it was at night.
Uh-huh.
Well, first it went up from an island and made a W shape, and then it went down and went across the channel and up over a San Juan Island.
Uh-huh.
It's a massive extraterrestrial invasion.
Your explanation for what you saw was?
Well, it's hard to believe, but angels are so powerful they can appear as anything. They're not like visitors from another galaxy or a planet because they never stop and say hello.
Fine, I didn't want to say hello anymore either.
They just want to cause trouble and abduct people.
Why would angels want to abduct people?
It's classified.
Oh, they just want to cause trouble, the fallen angels.
Quite a big secret. People are smart. They can handle it.
The person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it.
It's a sad situation.
Yes, it is a sad situation, and of course, a full moon coming up is gives people a chance to howl when we did Conspiracy Day, and maybe it's time for another one, except some of the ongoing challenges that we face are so serious that sometimes people desperately reach out for conspiracies as a way of exposing. James Clapper, who is former director of national intelligence, went on CNN, and he had a different view of the Israeli strike last night on Iranian facilities than we have generally heard in media. This is clip one.
The escalation ladder is going to get harder and harder to control. And that the messaging phase is perhaps over. I take the Iranian officials, notably the foreign minister, at their word. And I don't think they're going to respond in kind, but they're going to respond with a larger attack that, in their minds, would be more effective than the first one.
In their minds, would be more. It couldn't be much less effective than the first one. The one thing in the Jerusalem Post, they say that Israel took out a radar facility, a defensive facility near the city of Isfahan, which relates to the nuclear facility at Natanz. This could be a serious development. Marjorie Taylor Greene is no Neville Chamberlain. So writes Kevin Williamson in the Dispatch. We'll talk to him about why he objects to the comparison coming up.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved Show, glad to welcome back to the show Kevin Williamson, who is national correspondent at The Dispatch, based in Virginia. He spent 15 years as a writer and editor in National Review. He is the author of the book Big White Ghetto, Dead Broke, Stone Cold, Stupid, and High on Rage in the Dank, Woolly Wilds of the Real America. And for this new column, Kevin, you travel a long way from the Woolly Wilds of the Real America all the way over to Great Britain. And the reason is that in the debate over the Ukraine aid bill, there was an amendment offered by Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz of Florida, who suggested that there should be a renaming of Marjorie Taylor Greene's offices in the name of the Neville Chamberlain Room. You say this was an ugly, stupid, juvenile insult. Who was it insulting to?
Well, Neville Chamberlain, obviously. No one does well by comparison with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, she and Moskowitz were sort of trading these ridiculous troll amendments to the aid bill back and forth. One of hers said that anyone who voted for the bill should have to, quote-unquote, conscript into the Ukrainian military, thereby proving that she is both morally illiterate and regularly illiterate, because that isn't what conscript means. It means the opposite of that. She's saying they should have to volunteer, and conscripts are people who don't volunteer, who get volunteered for. But I, you know, for some reason, I mean, I've got more pet peeves than most people do. I should start a peeve zoo. I've got so many pet peeves, but one of them is the use of Neville Chamberlain in this way, because Chamberlain was contrary to, you know, what most people know about him, which is just one thing, which is, you know, the Munich Conference and peace in our time and getting it wrong with Hitler, was a real statesman and patriot and an honorable and decent man, one who owned up to his mistakes, who really served his country in a very energetic and honorable and high integrity way, and did so until the very last day of his life. You know, he was suffering from intestinal cancer in the last of his days as prime minister, and didn't really retire until he was at death's door. And when people, you know, use Neville Chamberlain as a kind of shorthand for, you know, patsy or coward or accommodationist or something like that, I think it's a disservice to history, but we would also do better to we would better serve ourselves by understanding the real story, because he did make a terrible mistake in the most important decision he had to make in his life, which was what to do about Hitler. He thought he could buy him off, as the English had bought off aspiring European dictators and tyrants for many, many years. And he was wrong about that. But he also had a whole other life and career that's worth keeping in mind. And it's also worth keeping in mind that he was still the Prime Minister of the UK for the first several months of the war. You know, Churchill didn't take over until, I think, 8 months in or something like that. Chamberlain helped build the Royal Air Force. He's the reason they had the Spitfire ready to go, and the home chain radar air defense system and all that stuff. So he was an interesting guy, an honorable guy, a guy who did a lot of good and worthy things. He was remembered for the one worst mistake he ever made and almost nothing else.
Okay, do you see, and by the way, your piece is very moving and very informative, frankly. You even quote Winston Churchill's eulogy for Neville Chamberlain, his former rival, in which he spoke about him glowingly and as a person of real character and class. Okay, having said that, do you see any people in our politics today who right now might be disgraced or in the process of disgracing themselves who actually years and years later may be remembered more positively the way that you're remembering Neville Chamberlain for us?
Well, you know, one example, it's not a very parallel case, because he hasn't been disgraced in the same way and isn't remembered with as much contempt. But I think when people look at George W. Bush and the Iraq War, they're going to look at it the way I look at Chamberlain, which is a guy who probably made the wrong decision, but made it out of good and decent and honorable motives, and that was trying to accomplish something necessary and good for his country, and who, as a matter of policy, got it wrong. You know, in terms of that kind of disgrace, I can't really think of anything because we no longer care enough about policy to make people suffer real disgrace for policy mistakes. You know, people get disgraced because they're George Santos and, you know, they're weird serial liars and they've got sexual problems or money problems or stuff like that. But someone getting it wrong on a big important issue, no one suffers much reputational damage for that. I mean, Barack Obama would not be the hero he is to half the country if that were the case. He got a lot of things wrong, very, very wrong, including the Iran situation, which is now coming back to bite us in a particularly acute way.
In terms of the two candidates for President of the United States, and it does look like it's a duopoly, it's going to be a binary choice, as they say, how do you think history will remember Donald Trump and Joe Biden?
So there are times, and these are weirdly enough my most optimistic times, when I think that history is going to judge this as being not a particularly important or consequential era in American history. And so when they write the history of the presidents from this era, they'll be like, well, there was Barack Obama, and he was the first black president, and that was kind of a thing. And then they elected a game show host, and that was weird. And he lost and then caused a lot of trouble pretending he didn't lose the election. And then they elected a guy who was very, very old and hadn't been a very interesting or effective or imaginative politician 40 years ago when he first got into the business, or 50 years ago when he first got into the business, and certainly didn't improve with age. And a lot of stuff happened in the rest of the world. The United States has kind of cruised on, not doing much. Now, whether we remember that as being sort of a boring episode or the preface to disaster, of course, will depend on what happens in the next coming years. So if we end up in some sort of, you know, foreign policy debacle, or if we do finally arrive at the fiscal crisis we've been pushing ourselves toward for the last 40 or 50 or 60 years, then people will probably remember these times as being more consequential, not because of anything that was done, but because of anything that wasn't done. You know, the Republicans and the Democrats are doing a wonderful job of bipartisan cooperation, not solving important problems like the fiscal situation and entitlements and those kinds of things. There's absolute bipartisan consensus on not doing anything about these serious problems, and there's no gridlock there.
No gridlock there, but there was a positive vote today in the House and a big victory for Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, who may actually surprise people by being remembered. Well, we'll hear what the Wall Street Journal has to say about Speaker Johnson, that and more. Kevin Williamson, his piece, which is fascinating, is posted at our website, michaelmedved.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. More conservatives are joining the push to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson. Arizona Republican Paul Gosar declared his support Friday for the motion introduced by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate Johnson's position. Conservatives are discontent with the speaker, contending that border policy modifications should be linked to any fresh aid for Ukraine. Arizona Republican Senator John Kavanaugh anticipates that the state's Civil War-era abortion prohibition will be abolished prior to the upcoming election.
I believe it will. I'm pro-life, but I think there are enough Republicans who will vote with the Democrats to do that.
Speaking to Fox 10, Kavanaugh acknowledged that while the majority of Republicans traditionally support a pro-life stance, societal dynamics have evolved. Former President Trump is frustrated by a gag order in his hush money case, barring him from discussing those involved. Trump argues it violates his free speech rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, Peggy Noonan has a column that's coming out tomorrow with a headline that you just can't pass up and ignore. The headline is Bad Leadership is a National Security Threat. And she's not talking about one leader in particular. She's talking about the whole crop of them. And by the way, she talks a lot about British leaders, particularly leaders of the Conservative Party in Britain, which is unfortunately because most American conservatives identify with the Tories in Britain. I do. But they're destroying themselves, and they're not doing well. And Peggy Noonan writes that at the exact moment America's foes decided to become more public in their antipathy and deadlier in their calculations, at that same moment, our leaders in the West were becoming more frivolous and unfocused, more superficial than ever in modern times. I suspect our foes notice that it is perhaps part of why they have become more aggressive. I'm not saying that once we had Henry Clay and now we have Marjorie Taylor Greene, but... Well, I guess I am saying that. And I think it's dangerous, she writes. The unseriousness of our leaders isn't a small and amusing tabloid story, but a reality that ought to startle us. Leaders of other nations extrapolate from our leaders' whom they know. They think that as they are, we are. It contributes to the power of the argument in their councils of state that the West has lost its way. Sometimes serious national goals have to be long-term. In the daily press of events, we don't think about the character of those we're putting forward to represent us. But one particularly good man here, an exceptionally good woman there, could begin to turn it around, or might at the very least startle foreign leaders and make them reappraise. I think she's correct. What does it do to national security when one of the two individuals who may be back in the White House, Donald Trump, is spending all of his time in April and probably the entire month of May in a courtroom over hush money to a porn star? Trump doesn't like being there either. In fact, he said this today in a break from the trial proceedings. This is clip two.
Days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there. And all for this, and this is your result. Look at that, each one of them is snoring. And it's very unfair, very bad thing. Very bad thing. The whole world is watching this hoax. You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted. The whole thing is a mess, and you have the leading candidate and leading crooked Joe Biden by line. He's the one that should be in trial. He's a crook. You got a crooked president.
Okay, that was President Trump earlier today, before the trial was much advanced. They finished selecting a jury. They're going to have the opening statements Monday. And then minutes ago, at the conclusion, the adjournment of the trial, President Trump had these comments about his situation. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We just had another hearing, and the trial starts on Monday, which is long before a lot of people thought. The judge wants us to go as fast as possible. That's for his reasons, not for my reasons. And this is really a concerted witch hunt. Very simple. Everything you heard in there, this is a witch hunt by numerous judges, Democrat judges. You take a look at it, and Doran is a whack job. What he did was a disgrace. It's being reviewed by the appellate division. And I hope they do justice, because everybody's looking, and nobody, no business is coming into the city. None whatsoever. They're looking at that case. That case is a threat to democracy, frankly, what took place with the AG. A crooked AG, Letitia James, who campaigned on the fact that I'm going to get Trump, I'm going to get Trump. That's all she said for 2 years. And it's, people don't want to see this stuff. We have violent criminals all over the streets of New York and nothing happens. So even when they catch him, they let him go. No bail, no bail whatsoever. So this is just a concerted witch hunt, whether it's Judge Kaplan with a person I have no idea until they called and said they're suing us. I had no idea who this person was.
Carroll case.
This judge, or if you look at Angora, where he said that Mar-a-Lago, which if it was worth $1 billion or $1.5 billion, he said it was worth $18 million because that suited his narrative. But what's happening in this city and all over the country, but what's happening in particular in this city, some are very good, by the way. Some are very fair. Those are really the cities that are thriving. But what's happening here with the judicial system is an outrage. And all over the world they're watching it, and all over the world they're saying it. This is a giant witch hunt to try and hurt a campaign that's beating the worst president in history. Biden's the worst president in the history of our country, beating him by a lot. And this is the only way they think they can win, but it's not going to work.
Okay, will it work? Let us see what it looks like after there's a resolution and a verdict in the hush money trial. Only a minority of Americans, but it's about almost 40%, believe that Trump has actually done something wrong, and that's why he is under accusation in the hush money trial. Somebody who did something right, Mike Johnson, there's an editorial today in the Wall Street Journal, and they write that Speaker Mike Johnson is teeing up votes in the House on U.S. aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan to take place this week. And even as Republican critics in the bleachers threaten his job, Mr. Johnson deserves credit for his show of conviction, which represents the best of the GOP in the tradition of Ronald Reagan. He says, Mike Johnson, they quote him, saying, I'm going to allow an opportunity for every single member of the House to vote their conscience and their will on this, Mr. Johnson noted. I think that's the way this institution is supposed to work. And the irony is that the House's rump right flank, the Wall Street Journal says, would agree if he were moving a measure they favor. And I'm willing to take a personal risk for that, he said. That risk involves putting his speakership on the line amid threats from Marjorie Taylor Greene and Representative Thomas Massie to try to topple him if he holds votes on these bills. If they do attempt this, we'll see if Democrats are willing to put country before partisanship and vote down the coup. Mr. Johnson's behavior is called leadership, and the GOP would be more popular and better able to govern if more of its members showed such mettle themselves or had more respect for those who demonstrated. Well said and well-deserved praise for the new Speaker of the House. And it is important that he hang on, whether it's through the majority, great majority of Republican votes that went with him on aid to Ukraine today, 151 Republicans voting in that direction. Coming up, how do I vote as a critic on two big new movies, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare from director Guy Ritchie and Sasquatch Sunset from producer and star Jesse Eisenberg. Coming up on The Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before about the full moon, and yes, with the full moon approaching, it's not only do we have a Sabbath today, tonight, and tomorrow, but coming up Monday night is the first Seder from the Passover holiday, and there's a piece that we're posting as everywhere that we can get it, that actually talks about one of the big mistakes people make about Passover, thinking that the entire story is about let my people go. That phrase never appears, not in Hebrew, not in the original text of the Bible. It doesn't say let my people go. That's not what Moses is asking for. He's asking for send my people out. What's the difference? Check it out. It's provocative and important, and you can get hold of it at Substack. It's michaelmedved.substack.com. Meanwhile, there are a couple of movies that are opening today, and those movies from Hollywood. At least one of them is from Hollywood. Guy Ritchie, who is an action specialist, still probably best known for Guns and Two Smoking Barrels, and basically for fast-moving, energetic action films. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is another one. But it's with a little bit of a difference, because in 2016, they declassified some papers in Britain that were left over from World War II, and it turned out that, as had been rumored, Churchill was working undercover, behind the scenes, with a group of free spirits, really, but who were caught up in the defense establishment. Ian Fleming, who was a naval officer at the time, had some interest in their work. They were trying to cripple the German U-boats by going after their lines of supply so they couldn't interfere with shipping any further. The entire episode was called Operation Postmaster. And that is dramatized in the new movie, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Film is starring Henry Cavill, who's also known as the Man of Steel Superman in some of those not-so-successful DC Comics adaptations. And here he is joined by Alan Ritchson of Reacher, who was excellent in another recent film, Ordinary Angels. And they play folks who are coming down to off the coast of Africa to Spanish territory to create havoc for the Nazis who are trying to resupply the necessary U-boats that are threatening Britain's survival. Listen.
What's the plan?
To neutralize the German U-boats in the North Atlantic.
We're losing the war.
Hitler is not playing by the rules, so neither are we.
We both know that I'm not very popular with the administration.
The reason they find you unattractive is the very reason I find you attractive.
I'm to do this on the American team. You won't like them. They're all mad.
They'll need to be.
Okay, the film is fast-moving. It is not particularly believable. The biggest problem with the film is that the Nazis are all cardboard, and they seem to be very easy to kill. You watch the people enjoy the killing of Nazis. There's plenty of that going on here. Till Schweiger, the distinguished German actor, is also in the cast. There's also a terrific newcomer from Mexico who plays part of this secret agent crew, and they really did have a woman who was working undercover as sort of a temptress. The new actress who is steals every scene she's in is named Asa Gonzalez. The film is fun to watch. Is it particularly well acted? No. But the action scenes are done with humor and panache, and they work. It is rated R for lots and lots of body count scenes. But then again, they are not particularly human Nazi victims. 3 stars for the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. And talk about ungentlemanly. There's another film. It could be the most ambitious Sasquatch film ever. Now, of course, most of Sasquatch films are documentaries. This is not. This is attempting to recreate what life would be like for a family of 4 big feet. And Jesse Eisenberg plays one of them. Riley Keough, who is also Elvis Presley's granddaughter, the daughter of Lisa Marie Presley, she plays another Sasquatch who, not to give too much away, is pregnant during much of the movie. It follows a year in the life of these beasts in the California forests of Northern California. And Nathan Zellner, who directed this and put it together and wrote the script together with Jesse Eisenberg, also gets into the Sasquatch suit. The suits are quite remarkable, and they actually show you more of Sasquatch than you'd expect. There's full frontal nudity here, if you've ever been wondering at least what these directors, these filmmakers believe a Sasquatch looks like. But what really is captivating about the film is the dialogue. Listen. Okay, there's no word in our language, and they don't give subtitles to help the Sasquatches communicate. I was captivated by the attempt here, And it does have its fascinating aspects, but it's so incredibly graphic about bodily functions. And no, not just sexuality, but that too. But every bodily function you can imagine. And there follows a full year in the development of these beasts. And it's hard to judge the performances because the masks and the furry suits are so distracting and so overpowering. Some of the photography of the Northern California forests are well done, but people who are deeply interested in Bigfoot, and I will confess very freely I am among them, this raises all kinds of challenges to the scientists out there, and there are some of them, who believe that these creatures actually exist. If they do exist, they almost surely are herbivores. That's not true in the movie. There are horrific scenes of animals eating each other. It is rated R. It should be an NC-17. If these were human animals, there is more male full frontal nudity here than in any mainstream film I can think of. And you come out of the film not only feeling sad about how squalid animal life can be, but feeling that I've just spent 2 hours almost in a very, very different form of existence. Also, the grunting and groaning and whistling and the sounds of Sasquatch conversation don't leave much in the way of relationships. 2 stars for Sasquatch Sunset. Again, it is rated R. And what I can do is the typical Jewish greeting for the Passover holiday, which again begins on Monday night, is you should have a happy and kosher appropriate Passover. And my wish for all of us is we should have happy and appropriate and positive times for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.